three goals today and you're only going on half a leg.
Sure, it got me chances, so I had to take them. And in fairness, actually, the balls they couldn't in. Like, the work rate out the field today was. I actually don't think I've seen work rate like in any game we've played. Like, each week they're just, oh my god. Like, from like Lauren in the goal, the backs were like Sarsfield hadn't much like chance, you know, getting in there. They were just phenomenal. Stacey Keogh, like, the girl got married yesterday, and I'd say she covered every blade of grass in Nolan Park today. Like, she was just amazing. Like,
And you proved your football skills with the last goal, but you know, with the third goal, your instinct just to kick it.
Well, I do have football county medals with Cloney, but
well, that's true.
I suppose I got the ball, I kicked it forward, and I seen the goalie coming, and I was afraid I'd be hooked. And so I decided, right, which leg will I kick it with? And I don't even know which one I went with in the end. And thankfully, I went by and sure it was in the net.
Yourself and Ursula caused some real problems in the first half, didn't you?
Yeah,
and the whole experience, I suppose, knew where to be and know each other's game well.
I suppose, any ball that comes into Ursula, she's dangerous, she gets it. But in fairness, you look at Kay Gallagher, Shelley Kyoda, and Sean and Louise in the half hour line. No matter who got the ball, like, any of them were capable of taking scores. At an A in midfield, I don't know who did all the scoring or what was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Katie scored a great point, a great team point, probably the point of the game.
I think Katie is the most dedicated player. Like, the last two games when we needed someone to stand up, she, like, would catch an amazing ball. And, like, it's always, like, you know, when a player does that on the team, it gives the team a lift and gets you going again. It's like, obviously, the other team is going to have their purple patch and, you know, dominate. Like, they got goals there, but, like, you know, the girls in fairness just stood up to them. And, like, look at Maria O'Dowd and Katie Roach. I thought the two of them were phenomenal today. Like, Katie Roach is meant to be in UCD doing an exam, and thankfully, she got off at the last minute. Yeah. But, like, without them, like, they're young girls coming through, and, like, they're going to build on from this experience. And, sure, like, you know, like, this is the best Christmas present you'll ever get.
Absolutely, Mary. Or Una. And, you know, it's great to win in Ireland. You were there, you've been there, and tragedy in the family, tragedy in the parish, I should say, before the last one. And, you know, losing your president, Jim, who was looking down today before this All Ireland win.
Yeah, like, it's been a kind of, you know, a tough year. Like, after losing a lot of real, like, sporting people in the parish, like Phil Redmond. Like, I remember all the years that we've won a county final, you were guaranteed the next day up in Phil's, up in Rangduff. Yeah. Phil had always come up with to sing a tune to us, and it was always like, you know, everyone really remembered. And, like, you know, there was a lot of people that would have been here today, except, you know, they are not. But it was just, it's been a sad time, but yes, it's a great time too. Like, you know, it's bringing some happy memories to the parish when things have been tough. And, like, you know, you'd be delighted for Jimmy's family as well, like, because Jimmy was our president, and, like, you know, he'd never missed a match when he could, like, so, you know, it's nice to bring some happiness back to the parish.
It's hard to rewrite this script, Una, isn't it? You know, you hobbled in on one leg. I remember after the county final, I nearly had to help you down the steps in Belfield. And here you are today, and you scored three goals and one with your boot.
I'll tell you. Well, I suppose every match, like, sure, I was kind of retiring myself after every match. Thomastown match on the Monday, I was retired. And, like, in fairness, when before a county semi-final against like Glenmarntown, I didn't know if I was even going to be able to play that. And that's, I don't know how many weeks ago. In fairness, I went out to contact Dr. Conal McCarthy down in Kilmacreach, who's a new GP. And in fairness to Conal, he... Like, you know, and we asked of him, he's got Aidan Brennan sorted, myself sorted, and I got an injection in my knee, and only for it, I probably wouldn't have played them matches. So it's kind of, you know, taking it week by week, and, like, sure, here an All-Ireland champion now, third one in the bag, so.
Yeah, so an All-Ireland champion on half a leg, it's not bad going.
Yeah, sure, if I had no legs, I'd still try to be out there, so I won't complain.
Well done, Una, congratulations.
Thank you.